holding parshas lech lecha. Vayemer Hashem al Avram, and Hashem said to Avram, lech lecha me'arutzicha, me'yavetzicha, u'mibesha v'icha. Go for your own sake, from your land, from your birthplace, from the house of your father, el ha'aretz asher areka, to the land that I will show you. The pasuk goes on to say, vayikach Avram eis Sarai ishtay, and Avram took Sarai his wife, v'tloit ben achiv. Now the Zohar HaKadosh asks the question, what is it vayikach Avram? Avram took. We know that by an Odom, the word to take a person is not really applicable. When you're dealing with a physical object, you're taking something that belongs to you, an inanimate object, or even taking an animal, it's shaykh on them to take them physically. But a human being is not taken physically. A human being is his rotzeh. So taking his body and pulling it is not really taking the human being. So what does it mean over here by yikach asara yishtoi? The Zohar HaKadosh says, Amshik lo b'mili, b'mili mal yisit. He took her with good words, encouraging words, trying to encourage her to come along with him. Why did he need that? Because a person does not have permission to force his wife to leave one country to live in another. So he can't move from one country to the other without her rishus. So here Avraham Avinu had to get Sarai's rishus to move to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Moshe Bidvar, he had to convince her with words, with pleasant words. So the Meshechachan asks a question. If that is true, that you can't force a spouse to move from one land to another, but to Eretz Yisrael you can force her. It's a mitzvah. Yeshiva's Eretz Yisrael pastors is a mitzvah. And the Meila, a fellow, the husband can force his wife to be oil to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why he's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Ebenezer, Simonai, and Hay, Siv Gimel. It's also a mission in Ksuvis. So what's shot over here in the Zohar HaKadosh that Avraham Avinu had to convince her with words, with fine words, when to Eretz Yisrael, a man could force his wife to go. And you can't give me a teretz that in those days Eretz Yisrael was not yet kosher, there wasn't yet a mitzvah. Because the Gemara says in the Septus Yivamas Nav Samar Dalan Amid Aleph that Avraham Avinu waited 10 years of living in Eretz Yisrael to marry Hagar. In other words, the years that he lived outside of Eretz Yisrael without having children, the Gemara says that after 10 years a person should marry another wife to have children if he didn't have children until then. The Gemara says the years that Avraham Avinu spent outside of Eretz Yisrael are not counted. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael was special. Eretz Yisrael is a land which is Metarech HaTorim and people are Chayta less. So even in those days, the Gemara says Eretz Yisrael was special. If that's the case, why did Avraham Avinu have to entice Sarah with words? So the Meshech Chochma gives a number of terutzim. One teretz, he says, it could be from here's a raya to Shita that's brought down in Ebenezer over there. But if it's a sakana to go to Eretz Yisrael, so then the man can't force his wife. So it may very well be that there was a long trip from where Avram and Sarah lived to Eretz Yisrael, and it involved sakana. So it could be over there. He thought he couldn't force her, and then maybe he had to entice her with words. Or another teretz that the Meshech Chochma offers is that Hashem said lech lecha to Avram. He didn't say lech lecha to Sarah. That we know the halacha is that a man could force the wife, because the wife also has a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But over there, only Avram has a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, of going to Eretz Yisrael, and not Sarah. Asher l'pizeh, she was not mechuyev to go, and therefore he had to entice her with words. Another teretz that the Meshech Chochma offers is that Avram Avinu was first kind of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara of says that Avram Avinu was kind of Eretz Yisrael with Hiluch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kum Hisalach Ba'aretz, get up and walk in the land. So the Gemara that Avram Avinu walked the length of the land and the width of the land, and with that he was kind of Eretz Yisrael. So when Hashem told Avram Lech Lecha, and Avram Avinu was first leaving, he had not yet walked the length and the width of the land. The Melech Yisrael did not take on that Kiddusha belonging to Avram Avinu. get mechuyev to go there. And this is why Avraham Avinu had to entice her with words, because he couldn't force her. State in the pasuk vayitzer, vayetzu lo leches aretz Kenan, and they set out to go to the land of Kenan, vayavayu aretz Kenan, and they arrived in the land of Kenan. It seems from the simple words of the pasuk that Avraham Avinu lechatchila set out to go to the land of the Kenan. Of lechayra, the pasuk says, vayayimer Hashem al Avraham lecha lecha. And Rashi says that Hashem did not reveal to him the place where he was going. And yet here from the pasuk it's mashma, they set out to go with the kavanah of going to the land of Canaan. That seems to contradict what the pasuk said before. A bigger pella is, even a greater wonder, is towards at the end of Parshas Noach, it says the favors. Vayikach Terech as Avram Benoi, Vesloit Ben Horan Ben Benoi, Vesorei Kalos Eish as Avram Benoi, Vayetu Itami Urkazdim, Lo Lechas Arts of Kenan. Terech already wanted to go to the land of Kenan. Yet here, it says at the beginning of this parasha, that Avram Avinu had no idea where he was going over there. It says that Terech had already set out to go to the land of Kenan. They started going there then before the TV of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were going to the land of Canaan. So what is the pshat over here? Avraham Avinu didn't know where he was going. So the Ibn Ezra, the last week's parish taka says, Ein mukdim u'mu'ukr ba'teira. There was no set order of the parishes of the Teira. And this parish in parishes lech lecha, that Hashem said to Avraham, lech lecha me'ar tzucha. This happened before the pasuk in last week's parish. When Terach set out with Avram, that means Hashem said, "Lech lecha me'aretzcha," and Avram decided to go, and Terach decided to go with him. And Terach, in the middle, somehow or other, backed out. He decided to stay in Charan, and Avram Avinu continued. But Avram Avinu didn't know yet right away it was the land of Canaan. In other words, Hashem said, "Lech lecha me'aretzcha," and Terach and Avram set out in places towards Canaan, not knowing that Canaan was the destination. The terrorists are saying they set out towards Canaan, but not that they knew that that was the chosen land until finally Hashem was megalad at the end. But the Ramban learns a different shot in last week's parasha. Ramban says, we know that Nimrod threw Avram Avinu into the Kibshan Ha'esh, tremendous Kiddush Hashem, but from the day that Avram was saved from the Kibshan Ha'esh, Terach already got nervous. It was a dangerous place to live. And Terach and Avram made up they should go to the land of Canaan specifically. Why so? Because they wanted to go to a country that did not understand the language of Nimrod. Nimrod had tremendous power. Nimrod had tremendous influence. So they wanted to go to a land that didn't speak the same language. And the Nehla, they're not going to be mushri by Nimrod. The land of Canaan, Nimrod's land, or in Haran, they spoke Aramaic. And they wanted to go to a land that they won't understand the language at all. And that's why they went back to the land of Canaan without the Tzivi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they came to Haran, which was north of Eretz Yisrael. Since their family was there, Terach decided to stay. And Hashem told Avram, lach lecha me'aretzcha, not telling him where to go. So even though Avraham Avinu l'chatchila had the kavanah to go to Canaan, but now that Hashem commanded him el ha'aretz asher hareka, but he didn't tell him where to go, Avraham Avinu maybe walked towards Canaan and he wandered from place to place until Hashem was megala to him the right place to go. There's a Mary Dikim Meshechach over here, a very Yisoid Dikim Meshechach. The parasha starts out, Vayomer Hashem al Avram lech lecha. Hashem said to Avram. It doesn't say he appeared to Avram. Vayomer Hashem al Avram lech lecha. And then Avram Avinu finally makes it into Eretz Yisrael. Now it says, Vayera Hashem al Avram. Hashem appeared to Avram. Vayomer, and he said, Lizarach etenes ha'aretz hazois. Vayivin Hashem mispeach, Hashem hanira elov. And he built him his bayah to Hashem that appeared to him. Now we know that Hashem appeared to him. So why was the Torah have to stress? He built him his bayah there to Hashem Hanira Elov. Why is the Torah? Torah stress that. That's number one. Number two, this is the first time in the Torah where it says that Hashem appeared to any man. First time. Until now, when Hashem communicates with people, it says, Vayomer Hashem al Noach, Vayomer Hashem al Avram, and so on. This is the first time that it says Hashem appeared. So first it starts out with Vayomer Hashem al Avram, it doesn't say he appeared. Once he was in Eretz Yisrael, it says Hashem appeared to him. What is the significance of this appearing? The Meshech Chachma says a very ridiculous thing. The neshama of a person, when it's by itself, he could perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu tremendously. He could see as much as a human being could possibly see. He could understand the Kedusha, that has the full fear of Hashem, the full love of Hashem. Because you don't have a group blocking the neshama's senses in Ruchnius. So the neshama is able to fully sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu and see him as much as is possible for a neshama to see. The problem is, you have the physical group that covers it all up. The physical group is thick, and it's full of thick matter, and it's a chatzitza between the person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He gave us an eitzah. He gave us a Torah that acts, as the Chachma says, like a microscope. It's able to see through the chomer. It's able to see through the physicality of Adam. It's able to see through the thick gashmias of Adam. And it's able to magnify the ruchnias many, many times over. Hashem Yizeh, with the help of the Torah, a person is able to cleanse his gashmias. He's able to turn his gashmias into a davar ruchni. And then once again, he's able to sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much, you know, in proportion to how much he works on himself. In proportion to how much he cleanses himself, that's how much he's able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Torah is that magnifying glass of ruchnias. The Torah is that microscope, as the Meshech Chachma calls it, to be able to get us to see through the physicality and to sense our neshama and to sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his soul. The emphasis is of the Meshech Chachma. When Adam HaRishon was first created, he was totally ruchni. He was totally seichel. And he was able to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his full essence. And what was the problem? Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz HaDaas. And once he ate from the Eitz HaDaas, it says, he realized that he was bare. He realized that he was naked. What happened over here? Until now, he was totally ruchni. He was totally seichel, totally spiritual. Totally spiritual. There was no tithes. There was no Yetzer Haris. There was no physicality. But they were the private parts of a person's body was diamond to his arm where he put his tefillin. There was no chilul between the two. Because it did not represent tithe or Yetzer Hara or anything there. But the minute he ate in the Eitz HaDaas, that is when his physicality became thick. That's when his physicality became a davar hamastik between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is when he got his Yetzer Hara with the tyrus, with the urges to do physical things. And then the erva became a thing of desire. So then he said, V'eira ki eira manayi. Another thing that happened when Adam ate from the Eitz HaDaas is that being that he became a physical being, he could no longer perceive Hashem by seeing him, so to speak. He was only able to hear Hashem. That is why it says in the Torah that Yishmu is Koyl Hashem Elohim. They heard the Koyl of Hashem, Mishalech Bagan. Until now, they were able to see him to a certain degree. But now that the physicality became a chelik of them, they were only able to hear him. Because Baruch Hu said to Adam, Hayeka, where are you? So Adam HaRishon said, as Koyl Choshamati Bagan, I was only able to hear your voice in the garden. I was no longer able to perceive you with sight. The era, and now I'm afraid. Ki era menoichi, and now I've become a physical being, and I'm no longer able to perceive you in the same way. So now he was only able to perceive him by hearing, but the sight he wasn't able to see anymore. This is what the Torah is telling us over here about Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu started in the Chutz Lares. It says, "Vayomer Hashem el Avraham, Lech Lecha Me'Aretzcha, separate yourself." And Avraham Avinu went through a whole process of being mezachich, of rarefying, of cleansing his gashmias. And when he finally entered Eretz Yisrael, he reached that full shleimus of Adam, and he reached the madrega of Adam HaRishon Kain HaMachet. When he became a totally sick, sickly Zikabriya, there it says, Vayera Hashem al Avram. If the first time that it says Vayera to a person here, that's because Avram Avinu, after the fate of the Eitz Hadas, made it back to the Madrei Gavodim Arishin Kainam Achei, and he was able to perceive Hashem in the form of a vision. That's why he says he built him his Vayach Hashem Anirei Lov. Or Chaim HaKadosh says, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised me children, and he promised him the land, and he promised him Ashiruf, why did Avraham Avinu build him his Vayach? Well, Hashem Anirei Lov, because Hashem appeared to him. That was the biggest thing, because that means he reached the Madrega of Adam Arishin Kainam Achei. Also goes on to say, Avraham Kaved Ma'ay, Ba'nitne Ba'kesev U'Vazor. Avraham Avinu was very laden down with cattle, with silver, and with gold. I saw one of the Sforim brings down a Chassidus Shavar. He said, why did it say such a loss? He was very much laden down. Kaved Ma'ay Ba'nitne. They could have said, Oyel Avraham Ruchus Godul, or could have said, Vayashar Avraham, Avraham Avinu got rich. Why does the Torah use a lashon Avram Kaved Ma'ay Ba'mitna Ba'Kesev U'Bazar? So I saw two shotim brought down. One shot is the Gemara says that it's an assignment to be a poor person, but the assignment of Ashirus is a much greater assignment because Ashirus could take a person away from his connection to Hashem, from his avodas Hashem. It could be a hindrance in avodas Hashem. And the Gemara says that Ashirus is a bigger assignment than Anius. So until now, Avraham Avinu, he went through, he passed the Nisayin, he passed the test of Anius, and he got a diploma for that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now that he had to go through the Nisayin of Ashirus, that weighed heavily on him, because that was a much bigger Nisayin than the Anius that he faced until now. So the Torah says, Avraham Kaved Ma'ay, he was weighed down by this because he was afraid of the Nisayin that the riches might take him away from Avodas Hashem. The other shot I saw is that with riches comes the responsibility. With riches comes the responsibility. What am I going to do with those riches? And Avraham Avinu was worried. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me riches, that means I have to use these riches to serve Hashem. And he was troubled. What is the best way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with my riches? So it weighed down heavily on. I once heard a famous gear. I'm not going to mention his name. But I once heard a famous gear. He gave a lot of tzedakah. He said that he loses sleep at night not knowing if he's investing his money properly in the proper tzedakah. It weighed heavily on him. He took it seriously. So we are also the same thing. Avraham Avinu, now that he had the riches, he was weighed down by the responsibility to utilize those riches the way they should be. The pasuk goes on to say, same pasuk actually, Avraham covered my eye by Mikna Makesu Vazor. And he went on his travel. What does that mean, he went on his travel? So Rashi says a couple of pshatim. One of the pshatim that Rashi says is that the hotels that Avraham Avinu frequented on the way down to Mitzrayim, now, when he went back up, he frequented those very same hotels. Lim d'chotayr d'erecheret, the Torah teaches you d'erecheret, that a person that utilizes an asanya, and he's satisfied, he has to use it over again. So Yaakov Galinsky, he says, let's picture to ourselves what happened over here. When Avraham Avinu was poor, he didn't have money, so what kind of a hotel did he go to? He probably went to a Motel 6. You know, a Shrach Hotel, a Red Roof Inn. Went to these cheap hotels. But now, on the way back, he's a multimillionaire. Well, you pass for Avraham Avinu, staying in the Hilton, the Waldorf Astoria, one of these fancy hotels. Nay, Avraham Avinu, the rich Avraham Avinu, he stayed in the Motel 6 in the Red Roof Inn, Atakaras Atay. And so Yaakov carries this a step further. Dr. Yaakov Galinsky, this is a music and marshal of what's happening today and what's going to happen also in love. Today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is poor. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu poor? Because no one is makar. Ruba, the Ruba of the world, is not makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A lot of them don't believe in Hashem. A lot of people, you know, they scoff at Hashem. And where is he welcome? He's welcome in the Bet Knesset. He's welcome in the Bet Midrash. He's welcome in the homes of simple Yidden that welcome him with open arms. The Mechan of their children in their homes. They say Kriya Shema in their homes. That is where he's welcome. Of a loss of love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be rich. Yakiru V'yedu Kol Bo'ei Olam. Everyone is going HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be rich. You would think that when he becomes rich, when everybody's after him, he's going to go to the big stadiums, he's going to go to the famous places of the world, and that's where he's going to spend his time. Nay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also will go back to those very same hotels that welcomed him when he was poor. He's going to go back to those very same hotels. He's going to be in Arabot the Knesses. He's going to be in Arabot the Midrashes. He's going to be in every single Yiddish home that welcomed him with open arms. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be. Taking Pasuk weiter. Vayetze Melech Zayim L'Kros. After the Melchama of the four kings against the five kings, and the four kings, they took Lloyd captive. So Avraham Avinu went out with the members of his household. They went to fight against the kings, and he was victorious. When Avraham Avinu was finished smiting the Kedar La'omer and the kings with him, the Melech Zayim went out to greet Avraham. El Emek Shoveh, to Emek Shoveh, who Emek HaMelech? That's the valley of the king. So Rashi brings down the Medrash. Why is it called Emek Shoveh? This is a valley where everybody was in agreement. Everybody was equal. Everybody was in agreement that they should crown Avraham Avinu to be the Nasi on top of them. And it's Emek HaMelech because they made Avraham Avinu a king over them. As I state Medrash. But the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, Maisa of the Siman Laban. Let's study what happened to our fathers. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. What happened during their lifetimes, Lechatchila, and what happened at the end. Avraham Avinu was thrown into the Kibshon HaEsh. Ramban brings down, he was put in jail for many years. He was persecuted. He was scoffed at. They made fun of him. They were afraid of him. And what was the end result? The end result was, the Medrash just told us, they cut down cedar trees, and they built a big stage. They put Avraham Avinu on the stage, and they said, "You are our king. You are above all of us. You are our prince." And they showered him with praises. And at the end of life, he became the king of the world, even though he started out with Tzad. Same thing happened to Yitzchak Avinu. The Plishtim made his life miserable. They were raised with him. They chased him out of their land. They ruined all of the wells that Yitzchak had dug. What was at the end? The end result was that the Plishtim saw this tremendous aslacha. They saw how HaKadosh Baruch was with him, and he's blessing him with unbelievable riches. And they went out to greet him, and they went out to make shalom with him. And they said, "Ro'i ra'inu ki Hashem ha'yo'imach." We saw that Hashem is with you, and they wanted to make peace with him. They came to him. At the end, he was on top of them. Same thing with Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu made it through a lover, and made it through an Esav. He had a ma'aser dina. Terribly upsetting experience. The mice of Yosef for 22 years. After they cast, the Yaakov Avinu said, "La'at v'ram hoyi yimeshnei chayai." The days of the years of my life were few and they were very bad. This is what he said. And what happened at the end? By Yichi Yaakov, the Eretz Mitzrayim Shvaas Reishonah, the Talmud of El Yoh says that these 17 years were the best years of his life. They were me'ein olam haba. It was mamish like olam haba. Ad kidei kach that it made Yaakov's whole life worth living. It's considered like Yaakov's whole life was a good life. And at the end of Mitzriim, they considered him ish kodesh, that their success was dependent on him. The beginning was difficult, but at the end, everything turns out very well. With molei bracha. We have to take Chizuk from that. Maisa of the Siman Labanim. What happened to the oven, that is a Siman for the children. And if Klal Yisrael through its history it suffered persecutions and goliaths and pogroms and culminate Shverikai, but our life is doima to that of the oven. In the end, we will be the kings of the world, and the whole nation will, the whole world will be makir. Mikam Chizuk Gayachet Ba'aret. But not only for Klal Yisrael as a nation of the Chofetz Chaim, every individual has their own personal hardships that nobody else knows about. Every individual has his own personal nisyonos. Every individual, in his own pain, he feels so alone. He says, "Oh, nobody knows what I'm going through. Nobody knows what I feel. Nobody knows how difficult it is for me." Sometimes it's so difficult for a person to be facing a nisyon. knows everything that's in the hearts of the Bnei Yodam. He understands the sherekite that people are going through. And the schar, lover, he's going to be neirav ha'oyim because of all of the tzar that people went through, and they were able to maintain their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Avraham Avinu was mekayim the mitzvah of Bris Milah, it says, Be'etzem hayayim hazeh nimoy Avraham. In the middle of the day, Pekin Rolaza says, Avraham Avinu was mal himself in the middle of the day, as it says, Be'etzem hayayim hazeh. So the Imre Yemes says the Kashi, the Gerev, the Imre Yemes says the Kashi. The whole din of his reason, not demon, lemitzvah. We learned out of Avraham Avinu, Ba'yashkim Avraham Ba'boikir, Avraham Avinu was the symbol of Zvizim Magdimin LeMitzvah. How could it be over here by this Kabbalistic Mitzvah of Vismila, which says the Etzem Hayayim is in the middle of the day? Why not early in the morning? Why not in the beginning of the day? Zoktim Reyem, as he thinks, that the reason is because first he has to be mal the people of his household, and only then he can be mal himself. Because he had hundreds of people he had to be mal. There were many Avogim there. Hundreds of people. If Avraham Avinu would be mal himself first, he'd be very shocked, and he wouldn't be able to be mal all the other people of his household. And therefore, he first wanted to be mal the people of his household, and he wanted to have kliyach for them. After he did that, the etzim hayayim hazeh, he was mal himself. He still had kliyach to be mal himself, and that's why he was able to be mekayim all of these mitzvahs. Agudin Shabbos, everybody.
Agudin Shabbos. Thank you, Rabbi Schwartz.
Agudin Shabbos. Eis gezon.
A good Shabbos,
Shabbos. A good Shabbos.
Shabbos. Shabbos. Shabbos.